أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطاهرين الطيبين المعصومين المكرمين، لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. As Shia, believing in the concept of Imamah, knowing the saying of the Holy Prophet that whoever dies not knowing the Imam of their time has died a death of Jahiliyyah. We live in a time of our Imam, the 12th Imam. We should know as the Shia that we are the followers of the 12th Imam, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. One of the things that we're told to do during the time of the occultation is to recite Dua al-Ahd, and I want to use this Dua to try to bring awareness to ourselves regarding our Imam. One of the last passages that we read in this Dua is that إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They, the others, those who don't believe in this, those who may even call themselves Shia, but in reality they're not believing practically and in reality and the essence of faith. They don't have it. They see the coming of the Imam as very far away. They don't see it as near. But وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We, as the Shia, the true ones, if we want to be, we see it right by us, very close to us. The time is very near. Looking at the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt in regards to the age of appearance, the age in which the 12th Imam is going to return to mankind, آخر الزمان, as it is termed in some of the ahadith, when we look at the description, we see clear signs. We see clear signs of the closening and the nearing of the time and the age of appearance. This is very important. We always have to ask ourselves this very important question. Are we ready? Are we ready for the coming of the 12th Imam, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif? We tend to make prayers and ask and request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten His return. But is that enough? Are we ready? We always say that, don't we? But that reminds me of a lot of different stories in the past and in history. The people also told Imam al-Hussein we're ready. They told him our fruits are ready, our money and wealth and property and our families are ready for you to come and lead us. But when the Imam came, what did they do to them? It's easy to say we're ready, but difficult to make sure we're ready. How are we going to do it? It's very important. Ask yourself this question. Make sure you're honest with yourself. Am I ready when I ask the Imam of my time, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, ajjil ala dhuhurik. Hasten your return. Oh Allah, Allahumma ajjil li waliyika al-faraj. Am I really saying that from the bottom of my heart? Is that the reality? If I am, then I should be ready. Otherwise, I'm going to be like the people of Kufa who said, come to the Imam, but they ended up going and fighting the Imam. This is going to happen, I'll assure you, based on ahadith. Some of us called nominally the Shia are going to stand up to the Imam. Watch and see if we are during that time. We need to make sure we're ready. How do we do that? A couple of quick points. One, there's a very, very interesting hadith. The wording of it is interesting. Otherwise, the message you can find throughout the Holy Quran and the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt. But the way this hadith is worded, where Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayh is addressing Jabir al-Ju'fi, he tells Jabir that, first of all, it is not sufficient to be called a Shia by just having the love of the Ahlul Bayt. That is not enough. Inshallah, we have that love, but that's not enough. At the end of the hadith, he says these scary words, من كان لله مطيعا فهو لنا ولي. Whoever is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is our follower, he is considered our mawla, he is considered our wali, he is a friend of ours. وَمَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ عَاصِيًا فَهُوَ لَنَا عَدُوٌ. Whoever is disobedient to Allah, even if they have the love of the Ahlul Bayt, that's what is mentioned at the beginning of hadith. Whoever is disobedient to Allah, then he is not our friend, he is our enemy. We may claim, the people of Kufa said, we love you. When the people of Kufa saw the Imam coming, one of them who was moving towards Mecca, he came to meet the Imam on the way, and the Imam asked him, how did you see the people of Kufa? The person responded, their hearts are with you, but the swords are against you. You want to be like that? You want to have the love in the heart, but go with your sword against the Imam? Can't happen. The hadith says, مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ عَاصِيًا فَهُوَ لَنَا عَدُوٌ. Whoever disobeys Allah, if we want to be obedient to the Imam, that's the reason why the Imam is not with us, because they didn't have obedient followers. The Imam is ready to return. He's always been ready to return. The problem is, there's not the proper ma'mumin, the followers that are going to be obedient to the Imam. And the only way that we can make sure we're going to be obedient to the Imam is through obedience and practicing the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single one of the wajibat. If I'm not waking up for Fajr time, if it's not important for me to wake up at Fajr time, if not before, if it's not important for me to put aside all my other activities to perform my Salatul Dhuhr and Asr, when the time comes in, for the Maghrib, the same way, for my other activities, for the wajibat that I have, fasting, everything else, keeping away from the sins that I'm dealing with on a daily basis, if I'm not willing to do that, then I can be pretty sure when the Imam comes, I'm not going to be obedient to him either. The other thing in preparation for the coming of the Imam, to make sure we're ready, is that we have hadith that says, the ends of time, the age of appearance, is going to be that of fitna. Fitna, according to the description of Amir al-Mu'mineen, has got the characteristic of ambiguity and vagueness and a blurry picture of the reality around you. This is a fact. It's going to be like you're in a very thick fog. If you've been in fog, you know what I'm talking about. It's difficult to see what's out there. Sometimes you can't even see within 1 meter of yourself. You cannot see that. The objects that are within that distance, one cannot even see. That's how unclear things become. And you need a form of light. Not any form of light is going to work. You need a special type of light, and that is called basira. You need basira during the times of fitna. In order to accomplish that, other than the obedience to Allah that is going to help us out, there's one other important thing we need to focus on, and that is being informed and aware of what is going on around us, in our local community, in our country, and on the global arena. We need to know what's going on. We need to follow the news, gradually start to be able to analyze what's going on. When you see the differences in coverage, one news agency says one thing, the other one says something different, you want to make sure you get to understand which one is telling you the truth. If you can't come up with that, just like today, an event takes place in the Middle East. Some say that what took place is right, the others say it's wrong. Only one of them is going to be right. It may not make much of a difference right now, but during that time, we may believe the version that says, actually, that individual who's claiming to be the Imam of your time is not. He's phony. Some alim may get up and say that. Are you ready to be able to identify who's telling the truth? There's hadith. When the Imam comes, there's going to be a call that he will make. A call that will come from the heavens and say that the Imam, the Mahdi, has returned. But then the next day it says there's going to be a call from Shaytan regarding that. Pretty sure some of us are going to be falling for that second call and saying that this is not the Imam of the time. The only way to make sure we're not on the wrong side is to build this basira, which is a combination of strength in faith, which is developed by practice and ubudiyyah, and obedience to Allah, and awareness following the news, not being naive and just sitting down and worrying about little bitty things in the house or at work or in the small community around us. We need to look bigger, follow the news, analyze it, so we can inshallah find the truth. Now this is regarding ourselves. One other thing that's very important, we want to make sure this doesn't happen, is remember the story of Karbala. It's a very sad sad part of that story. When Muslim ibn Aqil goes to Kufa, when everybody abandons him, he walks in the streets alone. He arrives at the door of a lady, and that lady lets him in and gives him comfort, allows him to stay in her house, and he goes in, he takes the water, he prays and all. But when her son comes in, that son takes Muslim ibn Aqil to Ibn Ziyad. Do we want our children to be like that? We have a great responsibility out here in the West, especially. If we've been raised in a society where Muslims have been more around us, we haven't had all the negative influence that we find out here, we've got to know that our responsibility as parents is already great enough, but especially out here we have a lot more responsibility, especially with the developments and all the exposure that the kids have to all forms of sin and wrong ideology. We gotta make sure we do something, we help our kids to become the followers of the Imam, the companions of the Imam as well. We don't want to be one of those that we see ourselves with the Imam, but our sons and daughters against the Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask this from the bottom of our hearts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare us and help us prepare ourselves for the coming of the Imam, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.